up, guys? Bonnie Anderson here, hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
Now, we first know her for her awesome track, Raise the Bar. She certainly raised the bar with the new single she's got out. Welcome to the show, Bonnie Anderson.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
We're super excited to chat to you again, to hear your new single. Everything's happening for you at the moment, isn't it?
It is. Everything's happening. My brand new single, Blackout, is out and video is out. It's really exciting times.
Where do we start? Let's start with the new video for Blackout. Can I just certainly say the first time I saw that, my jaw was on the floor. Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Is that the approach you're going for?
Oh, I like that approach. To be honest, I wasn't really sure what I was going for. I thought people would be a little bit, you know, shocked or... Yeah, I think it's definitely a step up, or I've grown a little bit and, you know, taken a few risks with the video, and that's a good thing to hear that from you.
You do tend to take a few risks, especially with some of the dresses that you decide to wear, not just in your film clips, but in, like, events as well. Last year at the Arias, you wore this amazing see-through black floor-length dress. It was spectacular, can I just say?
Thank you so much.
Do you get to choose what you wear, or have you got a really good team?
I have an amazing team, but I definitely have a lot to do with, you know, putting everything together, and I have my say, and I work very closely with my stylist as well, which is fun. I love doing that, and I love putting that dress together for the Arias.
Now, you are getting a little bit older now. You're not the young girl we know from Australia's Got Talent, are you?
No, I've grown up a little bit.
That's right. Are you certainly chucking along the same lines as Miley Cyrus, you know, trying to branch away from that young girl we know from the TV screens?
I don't think... I mean, writing this song, Blackout, wasn't a moment where I sat in the studio and thought, okay, I need people to think that I'm mature now or I've grown up. It just came about, you know, and I was writing this song, we're chatting about guys, just like girls do, and this song is just an experience that we all have. I mean, it's like that moment where you meet someone, a guy or a girl or, you know, whatever you're into, and that's that secret moment when nothing else matters and you're so into that person, that, like, desperate desire, I guess, and that passionate love. And that's what Black Hat is about. And even with the film clip, I don't think I was going, right, I want people to know I'm totally grown up. I mean, it definitely comes across that way, but I had a haircut and I just wanted to kind of take a few risks and show people a different side of my personality.
I have to say, the video clip, amazing, incredible. If you haven't seen it, go online and check it out right now. And on the back of Miley Cyrus, for example, she copped a lot of criticism for what she did with Wrecking Ball. Are you worried that you're going to get a lot of reactions like that possibly with this video?
I don't think so. I don't think it's too full on. I think we definitely had a lot of fun. We had some latex and some raunchy little moments, but I'm not really hanging off, you know, things with naked or anything. Not yet anyway.
Well, that'll be next time round. Now, we've got to ask, back when you were 12, your obviously parents turned down the recording and management contracts that were on offer to you, which was a really big call at the time, but obviously it's paid off, because who would have known if things would be different if you started back when you were 12 because you just wanted to be a kid?
Yeah, I think I have a really supportive family, and I had lots of people around me that, you know, were so supportive. And at that moment, we were all so excited, but then we thought, right, I'm 12, I'm not ready for this. And I want a long career in music, you know, and I wanted to work for it. I really did. And, you know, Australia's Got Talent was an incredible experience for me, and I learned a lot, and it opened a lot of doors for me. But taking that time out and becoming a kid and, you know, growing up and honing in on my craft and earning my stripes was important, you know, and playing all those gigs that I did was great for me, and I experienced a lot and learned a lot, and I'm ready to, you know, take on the world now.
Well, Blackout, and one of the best video clips so far of 2014, have to say.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
Bonnie, I've got to ask you a quick question. Did you know that you've got a famous doppelganger?
Oh, no.
Yes, you do. Okay. Were you a big fan of the TV show Packed to the Rafters?
Oh my God, I've heard this before.
Yes.
You know, I actually hadn't really watched a lot of it, but I know exactly what you're going to say.
Awesome. Nathan Rafter's first wife, Sammy, Jessica McNamee is her name. And she's a babe, so it's definitely a compliment. And you guys look so similar.
Thank you. I get a lot of similar people, like people telling me I look like different people. It's crazy.
Well, in the past, we have seen musicians, Australian musos, make their way onto TV. We see you do a bit of acting in the future.
I love acting. I definitely love it. I've done a bunch of acting. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of it, and I'd love to do that.
What sort of acting would you do? Like a comedy or maybe like a horror movie? What are you into?
Whatever's happening, whatever's, you know, whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Well, look, you've got a few more songs coming out ahead of your career too. Maybe just dedicate one of those song and video clips to a horror movie.
Yeah, maybe. That might be the next Blackout.
Oh, there we go, Blackout 2.0. Now, let's talk about the song itself. Read somewhere that it's actually based on a relationship. You're wanting something, wanting someone so bad that you'll do anything for it. Is that pretty much about right?
Pretty much. I think it's about, it could be anything. It's that moment where you see someone or you're with someone and you just, you want them so badly and passionately, and that's, yeah, pretty much what it's about.
Is this a true story? Can you give us somebody's number and we'll play Cupid and make it happen?
I don't have any numbers.
Oh, damn it.
Right, so
that would be so good, but no, unfortunately, I can't do that today.
So in regards to your relationship status, you wrote it about a bloke, obviously. Have you got a bloke in your life?
No, not at the moment. Just, everyone asks me this question, it's funny. Music is really my boyfriend at the moment. I'm just, you know, focusing on the big picture right now and just, you know, working hard and writing lots of music and traveling a lot. So, you know, there's not a lot of time. I don't even get to really hang out with my family that much at the moment. So, yeah, music's my boyfriend.
How about we do one better and start a boyfriend rumour? Like, let's think of some hottie over in Hollywood that you could possibly be dating.
Oh, all right. I like this.
Do we go someone like James Franco, the actor?
Oh, I don't know. I like him. He's pretty cute. But you know what? I like the oldies. They're older now, though. It might creep people out.
Nah, go for it. Sugar daddies exist for a reason.
Johnny Depp. I always, because one of my favourite movies is Cry Baby. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't, no, but no. I've heard a lot about it.
It's wacky. It's so wacky. Some of my friends I've made watch it. They're like, what are you making me watch, Bonnie? He's amazing. I love Johnny Depp. Brad Pitt, he's good too. But they're all older now, and I'm like still a teenager. I'm like tiny. It's not right.
Okay, well, Brad's kind of taken, so let's try and start this room with Johnny Depp, I reckon.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Bonnie Anderson, we are loving the new track Blackout, and always a pleasure having you on the show. Best of luck for the future, and we can't wait to see more sexy video clips from you.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.